Children, these are the warning shots. If you haven't awoken from your slumber, then you should. I am literally shaking you awake. Many of you still do not seem to care. You ignore, because to be alert and awake would require that you take action. You do not want to repent. You do not want to draw near me. You know that doing so would require you to take a hard look at your adulterous life. You are too comfortable in your sin, living in such great denial that you are near the end of life as you have always known it. Here is what you need to know. Denial will not stop what is unfolding. You can hide in your sin, but it will not cover you like the blanket you believe it is. It is not your shield from evil. It is evil itself. I am is the shield from evil. I am your true and only refuge. You have held on to the belief that you can hide from me, but that has never been true. I am in love with you, although you reject me. I hate that the choices you have made have separated you from the only true protection you have in this life. There are no second chances after death. You don't get to reincarnate. There is no do-over and no opportunity to do better next time. There is no next time. Hell is eternal separation from me. Don't you understand? The very things that you cling to on this earth, the evil things you love and adore, will be revealed for their true consequence and evil, and will be the reminder of why you did not get to spend eternity with me. Every choice has a consequence. This rocking and a rolling you have experienced is my signal that time is incredibly short and you must change your ways or be eternally punished. Do not deny my love for you. I have used this prophet to warn you a number of times. I have sent others too. You say that I am is not a loving God because he sent his son to die. I am a loving almighty God because I sent my son to die for you. I wanted to have relationship, direct relationship, not some prayer you say to some statue or saint you have had the Catholics choose and teach on in place of my son. They do not know me. My relationship is direct and personal. My son could relate to every experience man must endure on earth, yet he never succumbed or submitted to those temptations to do what is evil in my sight. He suffered the death you deserve for your sin. The result is a direct access to me, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now you can talk to me and I listen, but only when you confess your sin and walk with me. You must desire a relationship with your Creator, your Heavenly Father. You must not worship, follow, or practice what other leaders, gods, or saints have taught. I am the only God. I am true. All others are false. You cannot pick and choose things from different worship practices that conflict with my ways. My ways are not your ways. Anything that corrupts the purity of my teachings are lies and an abomination to me. Those who teach them and those who follow them will have consequences. Do not seek man for solutions to problems that only I can deliver you from. I require that you serve me and me alone. I will not share you with Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad, Confucius, Zeus, Ganesh, Gaia, or Mary. These are abominations to me. There cannot be two captains or more of one ship. You must choose. I am will not be just one of a bunch of other gods. These earthquakes and volcanic eruptions will only increase in frequency and intensity. I am sending you warnings, but will take action. Will you seek me? Will you learn to do good and run from your evil practices? It is only possible through me. I provide the way to truth. Jesus gave you instructions on how to live a righteous life. It ultimately is loving him in return for what he did to save you by dying on the cross for you. He said in Matthew 10:38 that if you are not willing to abide in the same loving life that he showed, then you are not worthy to be part of eternity with me. I require your complete devotion. There cannot be worship of any other gods in your life, heart or mind. I am a jealous God. I am the only existing God. I am not the God of Muhammad. He corrupted my teachings and mocked the true power of my only begotten Son, the one true Messiah, Yahushua HaMashiach. He certainly did not die for you, nor did Muhammad die on the cross for your sins. Those who follow his teachings and acts of obedience are blind to this truth. Islam in many ways is harsh and restrictive. You are required to follow certain steps, pray constantly to show your repentance and sorrow for sin. Vain babblings do not provoke my heart. Relationship with you and your pursuit of me is what I most desire. My way is reflected in love and willing devotion. I do not force anyone to follow me. When you sin, you must only be sorry and repent, knowing that only Christ, my Son, can cleanse you. Then through the power you received when you came to my Son, the Holy Spirit will aid you in your true effort not to sin again. My true followers would never kill someone because they do not follow certain prescribed practices. They will pray for you instead. They will speak truth with love. Many of your leaders, even your imams, teach lies about Christianity. They fear if you test and realize the peace and liberty you receive by following Christ, you will be lost from their control forever. They are right about that. That is because they have seen people follow the way of Christ and they saw the chains of Islam. Ask me, and I will reveal the secrets of your heart that even you do not know. I know you better than you know yourself. Children, the time has come. I have allowed these actions of the earth to happen so that I would have your attention. Did you not wonder what would become of you when you searched for clean water to drink? How about when you couldn't find a family member? What about when the ground was moving beneath your feet? Do I have your attention now? These earthquakes and volcanoes are going to increase in frequency and intensity. Your region is going to be transformed to the point that it is totally unrecognizable in some places. There is nothing you can do to change that. What you can change is where you will spend eternity. Will it be an unending time of regret? Will it be an unending time of joy? You are free to choose, and like the gods of your lands that made false promises, or gave you opportunities to return with the hopes of a better opportunity, which was and remains complete lies, because these gods do not exist, but rather are evil spirits of darkness. I am the God of all truth. You have been directed to read this. I am a God that seeks those out who are lost. No other God on the earth loves you. I love you. No other God has provided everything within you to survive. I created you. I made you from dust, and to dust you shall return. Don't worry about the end result of your physical body. Concern yourself with the consequences of your eternal spirit. Will it reside with me? Will you forever be separated from me? Wishing you had made a different choice when your flesh was alive. I set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Choose life. If you choose to follow me, know that I will hear your every prayer. I will comfort you and guide you. I will not forsake you in the darkest moments, but be so present that you will know without a doubt that I am near you. Here is how you can do that. Pray. Father, the only true and heavenly Father, I repent that I have chosen my own ways to happiness. I have done many sins that are against your perfect will. These are my sins. I am sorry for hurting you. I am sorry I rejected your plans for me. I reject my past sin. I ask you to purify me in my mind, body, and spirit. In place of those evil sins, I ask you to fill me with your perfect love. Renew me with your life in my mind, body, and spirit, and with your wisdom. Give me an understanding of the work Jesus Christ, the Messiah of the Israelites and all the children of the world, did on the cross. He alone is worthy of all my worship. He alone provides true transformation. Forgive me for worshipping idols and people in place of the true Savior of the world. Please guide me to do those things that glorify you by filling me with your precious Holy Spirit. Help me to love others as you love me. Show me when I start to think or act in my old ways. I am blessed to be a new person only through the power of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for this new life. Thank you for a glorious opportunity to serve and have relationship with you directly. Thank you for opening my eyes to the deceptions I once followed so that I could be set free through the blood of Jesus Christ.